today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It takes time to agree on time.
Hello and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode and wish you a very happy Leap Day. Today is February 29th, and this is the day that only comes around once every 4 years. And I believe it's because, after doing some research and reading, that somewhere along the line,
An extra quarter of a day was inserted into one of the calendars, and therefore they had to make it up. So every year gets a second day when you divide it by the four.
And therefore, when they decided to make it all together, they put the fifth day in as a leap year. So that means every fifth year on the 29th, you get an extra day. No, the extra day becomes the 29th.
Now, the amazing thing about the 29th is there were some interesting musical-related people that were born on this day, and those people only celebrate their birthday every 4 years. Now,
what I don't know is whether or not their bodies age in the intervening time. In years 1, 2, and 3, are they getting older? Are they still around? I'm assuming they're still around, so I don't know how that works, but
I did want to take just a brief minute and look at some of the people that were born on February 29th. Pretty interesting list. One that caught my eye was the American jazz clarinetist, saxophonist, composer, and big band leader, James Francis Dorsey. He was born on February 29th, 1904. And you may know him for his famous work with his brother, the Dorsey Brothers. They had an orchestra and big band. And they worked with a ton of incredible people over the years. And number one hits was pouring out of these guys. And Jimmy especially, he was involved with 11 different number one hits. We're going to hear a song that I think kind of epitomizes the style of Jimmy Dorsey right now. And it was a big hit he had with Bing Crosby. That's right. Bing Crosby was the vocalist. And the song, this is an American standard we're going to be hearing right now. Let's Do It. Let's Fall in Love. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with Bing Crosby.
Let's do it. Let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets. Do it. Some Argentines without means. Do it. People say in Boston beans. Do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
All right, there, Bingle, right in the pocket, as he always is. Looking at some other people that were born on this day, you had Rudy Cafaro in the year 1920. He was a American jazz guitarist. In 1928, Alan Loveday, a New Zealand and British violinist. Of course, who could forget, in 1928, McHenry Boatwright. McHenry Boatwright, American operatic singer. He was born in Georgia in the year 1928, and also born on February 29th in the year 1792, so we're going way back in the stacks, Gioacchino Rossini, right, very famous Italian composer. He wrote 39 operas, and he also wrote many songs, chamber music, and piano pieces. He set new standards for comic and serious opera, and he retired in his mid-30s at the height of his fame and popularity, and nobody really knows why. It remains kind of a mystery. Probably the two most famous things he was involved with were the Barber of Seville, which is a very well-known opera piece. I prefer the Bugs Bunny version, if you've ever seen that. But also, in 1832, he wrote one of his most famous themes of all, an opera, a French grand opera, Guillaume Tell. In other words, William Tell. Another person born on Leap Day, how is your Leap Day going so far, is Khalid Haj Ibrahim. He's a very well-known Algerian Rai singer, musician, and songwriter. One of the most important Algerian folk singers and Arab singers that has been known. He sold over 80.5 million albums. Another person who was born on this day, Ja Rule. That's right, Ja Rule, the famous rapper, actor, and personality, that's for sure. He's made as much fame off record and off stage as he is on stage and on record, but he's made fame on record and on stage as well. And he was born on this day in 1976, so he's celebrating a birthday today. Another interesting figure that I came across here was the singer Chris Connolly. He was born in 1980, so just a baby. He is the singer, songwriter, and guitarist for a band out of Princeton, New Jersey called Saves the Day. You guys remember Saves the Day? Their album from 1999 called Through Being Cool.
Yeah.
Also, in 1972, Dave Williams, the American singer from the band Drowning Pool, was born. Anybody remembers them? Lucian Grange, born in 1960, rose to be the CEO of the Universal Music Group, and he had a great influence on music. Whether that was good or bad, I'm not exactly sure. The singer from the Fleetwoods, Gretchen Christopher, was born on this day in 1940. And one final birthday here to celebrate our leap day. I noticed that the American record producer David Briggs was born on this day. Now, the legend about David Briggs is that he was a music fan. He worked as a producer, worked in the music business in California area in the late 1960s, and one day picked up a guy hitchhiking in California on the side of the road. And that guy turned out to be one Neil Young. That's right. And just because he picked him up, they got to know each other, became friends. He produced many, many of Neil Young's key albums from 1968 all the way up until 1985, pretty much an unbroken run. So you got Trans, Reactor, Live Rust, Rust Never Sleeps, American Stars and Bars, Zuma's Tonight's the Night, After the Gold Rush. Everybody knows This Is Nowhere, Neil's incredible debut album from 1968. And one of my favorites, and the one we're going to take you out here on this Leap Day, the record On the Beach by Neil Young. So thank you, Leap Day, for bringing all these musicians into our lives and making our ears much more pleased throughout our lives. And we're going to celebrate a little bit of that now from David Briggs and his signature production style with Neil Young and his band doing a little track from On the Beach entitled Motion Pictures. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Motion pictures on my TV screen. A home away from home, and I'm living in between. But I hear some people have got their dreams. I got mine. I hear the mountains are doing fine. Morning glory is on the vine, and the dew is falling. The ducks are calling. Yes, I've got mine. While all those people, they think they've got it made, but I wouldn't buy, sell, borrow, or trade anything I have to be like one of them. I'd rather start all over again.
For the Bugs Bunny version, if you've ever seen that.
How do? Welcome to my shop. Let me cut your mop. Let me shave your crop. Daintily, daintily. Hey, you. Don't look so perplexed. Why must you be vexed? Can't you see you're next? Yes, you're next. You're so next. How about a nice close shave? Teach your whiskers to behave. Lots of lather, lots of soap. Please hold still, don't be a dope. Now we're ready for the scraping. There's no use to try escaping. Yell and scream and rant and rave. It's no use, you need a shave.